right, Valentin Guillot. Hey, so we got you a map for your bike. You needed a map. You're running stock map. You didn't put it in, though? You didn't try it?
No, I didn't try because I want to do a good second session time practice, and it's what I did, and I didn't want to try that map directly on the race. Okay. But, yeah, someone helped me also with another mapping between yesterday and today.
Okay. Right.
So yeah, was okay. Really happy, like, my fast lap in the second time practice was 1:13.
Ninth? Eighth?
No, a little late, I think 12th. Okay. But, like, really was great. Like, I'm not used of racing.
Yeah. Because, well, Lewis and I were talking about you, and we thought this one you might struggle at. You know what I mean? And you did pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Like, to be honest, for me, it was missing a whoop section, and it was a super cross track. Because the rhythm section was really big. The triple on table was a big one. So really happy to do that. And yeah, then, you know, I have only 6 days on practice track, you know, on supercross track. The guys, they have 10 years of experience and thousands of lap on supercross track, even this season. So yeah, when I can be around 12, 13, I'm really happy with that result.
You got lapped in the second one. Looked like you held up a little bit. What did you see from there, from your end of things?
Yeah, the problem, second race, I start dead last because in the first corner, Justin Cooper blew up his bike and I touched his rear wheel and I could do nothing, so I was last. And then I want to come back, but I didn't want to make too crazy comeback to crash or stuff like this. So I was a bit easier. And yeah, finally I came back 16. A little sad that I get lapped, but yeah, I was a good comeback and happy to stay on my wheel both race.
I've talked to you before about the physical training. You can't ride a lot during the week. You know, your health isn't perfect as far as that goes. You get run down. How were the two 20-minute mains? This is a little easier than a normal supercross track, and I know you do 230 outdoors, but that's more natural to you. So how were the 220s?
Yeah, it was a bit difficult for me. Because yeah, now I was riding with suspension, supercross suspension, and a little arm pump, not that big, but you know, yeah, I'm not used to have so much tight corner and then open out the throttle to make the rhythm section behind. But yeah, was okay. At the end of the day, I'm happy with the result I did. I stay on my wheel, and I'm 14th of the championship. And my goal in Vegas, if I can do between 10 and 12, I will be really happy with that.
What kind of money are we talking for that? Have you looked?
No, okay. No, around 40, something like this, yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I don't really look the money. I'm just happy to make this experience. Yeah. I came 4 months ago with two bags. And I finished
broken collarbone.
Yeah, and a broken collarbone, and I finished 9 overall in outdoor, and now I'm P14 on SMX, so really happy with that.
Good job tonight, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good job, man. You were right.